'em flying, keep 'em in the sky, keep 'em flying, hitting hard and high. On every lip the fervent cry, keep 'em flying, Uncle Sam. Keep 'em flying, every headline screams, keep 'em flying, army fighting teams on 30,000 different beams. Keep 'em flying, Uncle Sam.
Give it the gun. Zoom with the Air Corps to the sun.
Keep 'em flying, clear the hangar floor. Keep 'em flying, spread your wings once more. From pole to pole, from shore to shore, let 30,000 motors roar. The 30,000 eaglets soar, keep 'em flying, Uncle Sam.
Super duper supermen.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. Heil Hitler's world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love the Führer space. When we bring to the world disorder. When the Führer says we is the master race. We Heil. Heil. Right in the Führer space. The Führer is a great disgrace, so be higher, higher, right in the Führer's face.
Well, now, Stalin wasn't stolen when he told the Beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Now the devil, he was reading in the good book one day how the Lord created Adam to walk the righteous way. And it made the devil jealous. He turned green up to his horns, and he swore by things unholy that he'd make one of his own. So he packed two suitcases full of grief and misery, and he caught the midnight special going down in Germany. Then he mixed his lies and hatred with fire and brimstone. Then the devil sat upon it. That's how Adolf was born. Now Adolf got the notion that he was the master race, and he swore he'd bring new order and put mankind in its place. So he set his scheme in motion and was winning everywhere until he up and got the notion for to kick that Russian bear.
Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Yep, he kicked that noble Russian. But it wasn't very long before Adolf got suspicious that he had done something wrong. 'Cause that bear grabbed the Fuhrer and gave him an awful fight. 17 months he scrapped the Fuhrer, tooth and claw, day and night. Then that bear smacked the Fuhrer with the mighty armored paw, and Adolf broke all records running backwards to Kharkov. Then Goebbels sent a message to the people everywhere that if they couldn't hit the Fuhrer, God don't hit that Russian bear.
Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Then this bear calls on his buddy, the noble fighting Yank, and they set the Fuhrer running with their ships and planes and tanks. Now the Fuhrer's having nightmares, 'cause the Fuhrer knows darn well that the devil's done wrote welcome on his resident. And
well, now Stalin wasn't stolen when he told the Beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. That is how it all began.
Dear Hitler, I'm writing this letter, hoping you'll get it somewhere. I used to address you in Berlin, but now there's no post office there. I'm anxious to know how you're doing, and will it be much longer yet till you send the help that you promised? 'Cause I'm gonna need all I can get. Your great intuition should tell you we'd better do something darn quick. I think I hear ancestors laughing. Oh, Adolf, I really am sick. You told me the Yankees were lazy and all too complacent to fight. You told me to strike at Pearl Harbor and we'd rule the world overnight. But Yankees are very queer people, and we don't know just what to do. My soldiers call out, "Yanks, surrender!" And they yell right back, "Nerds to you!" There's one other problem that irks me. It's known as the B-29. And what do they mean by the 8-ball? They say they have got us behind. Please pardon me asking these questions, but I can't help wondering now, if you stayed too long in that beer hall and miscalculated somehow. You promised we'd meet in the White House, and oh, how I dreamed of that hour. But the Yanks had their own secret weapon. They called it the Ike Eisenhower. If I had just 30 years longer, I think I could whip Chiang Kai-shek. But this man MacArthur annoys me. Can't you take him off of my neck? P.S. As you gaze in your crystal to learn what the future will be, when Joe Stalin's face comes before you, find out how he feels about me.
Come on, Bill, come on, Joe, grab your gun and off we go to fight those dirty rats across the sea. Grab your saddle off the rack, put it on your pony's back, and we'll brand those rats with a V. Remember, we need each hand to ride for his Uncle Sam. We'll have a rodeo down in Tokyo and a roundup in old Berlin. We'll rope 'em, we'll run 'em, we'll bomb 'em and gun 'em when the Yanks go marching in. We'll hogtie old Hitler and all of his crew. We'll bulldog old Toto and then we'll have a rodeo down in Tokyo and a roundup in old Berlin.
We'll have a rodeo down in Tokyo and a roundup in old Berlin. We'll rope 'em, we'll run 'em, we'll bomb 'em, we'll gun 'em when the Yanks go marching in. We'll hogtie old Hitler and all of his crew. We'll bulldog old Tojo and then we'll have a rodeo down in Tokyo and a roundup in old Berlin.
We'll have a rodeo down in Tokyo, a roundup in old Berlin. We'll rope 'em, we'll run 'em, we'll bomb 'em and gun 'em when the Yanks go marching in. We'll hogtie Hitler and all of his crew. We'll bulldog old Tojo, and when we are through, we'll have a rodeo down in old Tokyo and a roundup in old Berlin.
Sad day coming for the foes of all mankind. They must answer to the people, and it's troubling their mind. Everybody who must fear them will rejoice on that great day, when the powers of dictators shall be taken all away. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtakes the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountains where the heathens got stay, and the sun that is shining will go down on that day. Hirohito along with Hitler will be riding on a rail. Mussolini begged for mercy and his black shirt army failed. There'll be no time for pity when the screaming eagle flies. That will be the end of the Axis. They must answer with their lives. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtake the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountains where the heathen gods stay, and the sun that is shining will go down on that day.
Her crew was laid at Kaiser, she's a freighter by her berth. Her decks are made of scrap iron, I don't know what she's worth. Her lines, they all are graceful, her masts are straight and tall. That seagoing combination, our Navy cannonball. She's plied from San Francisco, the mighty ocean span. She remembers old Pearl Harbor, the heroes of Bataan. She's a rugged baby, we love her one and all. The Axis leaders fear her, our Navy cannonball. Seen the shores of Britain and the shores of Tripoli. She's been in every Allied port that dot the seven seas. That menace to the tyrant, her wrath on him shall fall. That mighty combination, our Navy cannonball. From Frisco on to Moresby, she plows the briny deep. That watchdog of the Navy who guards you while you sleep. That mistress of the ocean, the scourge of every sea, Uncle Sammy's freighter, the Navy's terrible team. She can be a seaplane tender or a battle wagon strong. She can be the inspiration of a lonesome sailor's song. She's carried me to foreign ports, to lands across the foam. By the grace of God, she'll stay afloat and she will carry me home. She fought way out in Midway onto the Coral Sea. She'll be fighting when the last shout is fight for liberty. Then when the war is ended and the medals around her fall, we'll all come home with glory on our Navy cannonball. Swinging with the rhythm, solid and hot, sweating it out to give it all they got. Oh, beating out the boogie, beating out the boogie, beating out the boogie on a Tommy gun. We got the Nazis going, that old goose step has just been junked because it just ain't hip. Oh, we're beating them out the boogie, beating them out the boogie, beating them out the boogie on a Tommy gun. Chicago pianos went trucking on down, and Tarawa, they really mowed them down. Oh, beating them out the boogie, beating them out the boogie, beating out the boogie on a Tommy gun. Sinatra's moaning sweet and hot, things another boy the Yanks ain't forgot. While beating out the boogie, mean and wicked boogie, beating out the boogie on a Tommy gun. We got a bunch of nips that are plenty good, we put them in kimonos that are made out of wood. When they listen to a boogie, I mean and wicked boogie, they listen to a boogie on a Tommy gun. Yanks have got the rhythm, no wick is there. Solid on the beam and jiving everywhere. Oh, beating them out the boogie, mean and wicked boogie, beating out that solid boogie, beating it out upon a Tommy gun.
Goodbye, Ma, goodbye, Pa, goodbye, Sister Ann. I'm leaving tomorrow to work where I could find. So long, horses, so long, pigs, no more milking cows. No more hoeing and no more mowing, I'm in the army now. So beat that drum, here I come on, hillbilly soldier Joe. My heart beats for America because I love her so. I'm leaving home, mother dear, and I won't make much dough. I'll do my share, I don't care, I'm hillbilly soldier Joe. Now goodbye, little red rooster, I won't sneak you at all. Cause every morn I'll hear that horn, just that good old bugle call. I'm glad to pay the USA's biggest debt I owe. So beat that drum, here I come, I'm a hillbilly soldier Joe. Now goodbye, little red rooster, I won't keep you at all. Cause every morn I'll hear that horn, just that good old bugle call. I'm with you, baby, with the biggest debt I owe. So beat that drum, here I come, I'm a hillbilly soldier Joe.
Gee, I got a GI haircut. Gee, it's not a pretty haircut. I am such an awful sad guy since I cut my hair. Gee, I got a GI haircut, and I wouldn't even care, but no more gals give me the glad eye with my head so bare. Army barbers sure are whizzes. Up and down they go with scissors. Soon your hair is on the floor, and boom, brother, there ain't no more. When I told him how I'd want it, trimmed a bit with hair oil on it, 19 yard birds held me there, and gee, I got a GI haircut.
Johnny got a haircut, haircut, haircut. Johnny got a haircut just like mine.
I dream of Johnny, but his light brown hair seems to be lying beneath an army barber's chair.
No more sideburns, they're too fancy. Nothing quite so fancy-pantsy. Sissy stuff is what it's called. And boom, brother, they leave you bald. I was sure it wouldn't happen, but the barber caught me napping when I climbed into his chair. And gee, I got a GI haircut.
T the LT, CP the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a GI Jive, man alive. It starts with a bugle blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey Jack, that's a GI Jive. Rootily toot, jump in your suit, make a salute, arrivoot. After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet, or read. If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you KP on the Q-T. It's just a G-I jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk.
a G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're BFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you cat pee on the QT. Then you go to sleep before you count to five. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the G.I.
Had a girl he fondly called Bo Peep. Now Jackson didn't have a car, so drove by in a Jeep. They took a ride, the time flew by, and Bo Peep was in heaven. Till Jackson cried, Bo Peep, this Jeep's gotta be in camp by 11. So little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep and don't know where to find it. Her soldier boy took it back to camp and left Bo Peep behind it. It didn't have doors, the seats were hard, but Bo Peep never minded. It didn't ride like a Cadillac, she wondered who designed it. Roller coasters nearly killed her, aeroplanes, they never thrilled her. But with Jackson at the wheel, she got that Jeep, Jeep, Jeep appeal. Now little Bo Peep wants to find her Jeep and find her soldier Chappy. If he comes Chug Juggy in his old Blitz buggy, Bo Peep will be happy. Now little Bo Peep, she's lost her Jeep. Her boyfriend made an error, he let her drive. Goodness sakes alive, that Bo Peep, she's a terror. With throttle pushed down, she tore through town. The red lights didn't stop her. The soldier knew that they both were through when she sideswiped a copper. Now little Bo Peep, she's lost her Jeep. Oh my, why must her joy end? Now her little Jeep is laying in a heap, and the guardhouse has her boyfriend.
I just got your note, Hirohito. It reached me where I'm holing in. I don't have a Berlin post office. In fact, there just ain't no Berlin. My keen intuition assures me the great super race will survive. But please note this letter was written on April Fool's Day 45. So if I should suffer reverses, and frankly I look for the worst, I'll hike to my fort in the mountains if Himmler don't bump me off first. There once was a time when I figured that I might hide out in Japan, but recently I have concluded I'm much better off where I am. You're just like that guy, Mussolini. You told me you really were tough, and then you start squawking your head off as soon as the going gets rough. Why don't you review your great navy? 'Twill boost your morale, I am sure. Just borrow a suit from a diver, and you should have an interesting tour. I notice you mention the White House, and that darn near tore me in half. Too bad I can't find Hermann Göring, 'cause he really needs a good laugh. For many long years you've been itching to bring the Yanks down to their knees. You say you hear ancestors laughing, but I think you hear the Chinese. That white horse that you ride so proudly, you better teach him how to race. You'll make a swell Lady Godiva, 'cause you're gonna lose more than your face. P.S. I've cut off my mustache, so Stalin won't know who is who. I wish I could have my face lifted, but I fear they might lift my neck too.
All right, so what was it, 69 years ago today that the world went crazy? Pearl Harbor, kind of the 9/11 of the 40s. And we're off and running. Hi, I'm KBC, this is The Bit Slap, and today we celebrate, but observe the beginning of World War II, an event that changed everything, everywhere. We started with Gene Krupa and his orchestra featuring Johnny Desmond on vocals, Keep 'Em Flying. Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Der Fuhrer's Face, probably the biggest, one of the biggest hits of the war years. The Golden Gate Quartet, Stalin Wasn't Stalin. Carson Robeson, Hirohito's Letter to Hitler. Ozzie Waters, Rodeo Down in Tokyo. Wesley Tuttle, Smoke on the Water, Navy Cannonball, and Tommy Gun Boogie, both from Slim Rogers. The Johnson Sisters, Hillbilly Soldier Joe. G.I. Haircut was again Spike Jones. G.I. Jive was Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Spike Jones once again. Little Bo Peep Has Lost Her Jeep. And Hitler's Letter Back to Hirohito from Carson Robeson. So, I'm only going to break in twice today because the show pretty much divides itself in half, so there's really no reason for me to jump back in all the time. That was the first half. That was kind of like the politics, the attitude, the battles, the soldiers, etc. And we're going to move into now what I think really won the war for the U.S. and the Allies, and that was the effort on the home front. The people back here with their bond drives and their garbage drives and, you know, their rationing and things like that. Stuff like that that would never happen today. We don't have the same kind of enemies that we did then. We're not fighting for the same reasons now as we are then. We're fighting a kind of an invisible enemy, and we're pretty much doing it for corporate reasons. That's why this should be called, instead of the Afghanistan War, it should be called the Halliburton War. Or wars. But I digress. This is not a time for editorializing. So we'll get into the home front stuff right now. And I'll come back to give you another playlist. All right? So here, enjoy.
December 7th, 1941, our land of freedom was defied. December 8th, 1941, Uncle Sam replied.
We did it before and we can do it again, and we will do it again.
We've got a heck of a job to do, but you can bet that we'll see it through.
We did it before and we can do it again, and we will do it again.
We're one for all and we're all for one. They'll get a licking before we're done. Millions of voices are ringing, singing as we march along.
We did it before and we can do it again, and we will do it again. We'll knock them over and then we'll get the guy in back of them. We did it before, we'll do it again. We did it before and we can do it again, and we will do it again. We're one for all and we're all for one. They'll get a licking before we're done.
Millions of voices are ringing, singing as we march along.
We did it before and we can do it again, and we will do it again. We'll knock them over and then we'll get the guy in back of them. We did it before, we'll do it again.
History in every century records an act that lived forevermore. We'll recall, as into line we fall, the thing that happened on Hawaii shore. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we go to meet the foe. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we did the Alamo. We will always remember how they died for liberty. Let's remember Pearl Harbor and go on to victory.
Have to slap the dirty little Jap, and Uncle Sam's the guy who can do it. We'll skin that streak of yellow from the sneaky little fella, and he'll think a cyclone struck him when we're through it. We'll take that double crosser to the old woodshed. We'll start right on his bottom and we'll go to his head. When we get done with him, he'll wish that he was dead. We've got to slap the dirty little Jap. Uncle Sam's a man who's given a helping hand to many a foreign land, don't forget it. But when somebody goes to tromping on his toes, they'd better guard their nose or they'll regret it.
we're gonna have to slap the dirty little Jap. And Uncle Sam's the guy who can do it. The Japs and all their hooey will be changed into chop suey, and the rising sun will set when we get through it. Their alibi for fighting is to save their face for ancestors waiting in celestial space. We'll kick their precious face down to the other place. We gotta slap the dirty little Jap. We're gonna have to slap the dirty little Jap, and Uncle Sam's the guy who can do it. I wouldn't fool you, mister, he can raise an awful blister, and somebody's pants will burn before we're through it. We'll reach across the ocean and grab that yellow Jap and turn him upside down right on democracy's lap. We'll blister his axis and do it with a snap. We gotta slap a dirty little Jap. Uncle Sam is mild, as peaceful as a child, but never get him riled or you will rue it. So now they want to fight. Well, they've bit off quite a bite, and Uncle Sam is going to make them chew it. We're going to have to slap the dirty little Jap, and Uncle Sam's the guy who can do it. 'Cause it really is a feature when he starts to be a teacher. We can show you several pupils who've been through it. Uncle Sam believes in the golden rule, but when he's double-crossed, he's got a kick like a mule. We're warning Hitler, too, but Sam's a fighting fool. We gotta slap the dirty little Jap.
I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle Dandy, a sharp-shooting, flag-saluting guy. I never picked a fight, but when I'm in the right, just stick around and watch the feathers fly. Since Uncle Sammy dressed me up in khaki, I figure I must be in his employ. So instead of herding sheep, I'm a cowboy on a jeep. I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle boy. I'm a fair jeep. I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle Dandy, a hard-riding, law-abiding guy. This army life, you see, just fits me to a T. For Uncle Sam, I'd gladly do or die. Since folks around the hills all quit their feuding, a good old strap is something I'll enjoy. We're 100 million strong, it ain't gonna take us long. I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle boy. Soldiers, sound your bugle calls and bring on those cannonballs. I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle boy.
What I'm selling, any bonds today. Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Any stamps today, we'll be blessed if we all invest in the USA. Here comes the freedom man. Can't make tomorrow's plan, not unless you buy a share of freedom today. The tall man with the high hat and the whiskers on his chin will soon be knocking at your door, and you ought to be in. The tall man with the high hat will be coming down your way. Get your savings out when you hear him shout, any bonds today, any bonds today.
Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling any bonds today. Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Any bonds today, all you give will be spent to live in the Yankee way. Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Won't you buy some bonds today? Oh yes, we'll all be blessed if we all invest in the USA. Here comes the freedom man, can't make tomorrow's plan, not unless you buy a share of freedom today.
The Hoosier Hot Shot.
Okay, let's go, boys.
I just happened to think.
You mean quit playing?
I have a letter.
Oh, a letter.
Here's an open letter to the boys in the air, on land, or foam. Mm-hmm. While you're scrapping over there, we're getting in the scrap back home.
Oh, you're not kidding
about
that.
I know. Right in the groove. And you know that. Let's have some more coffee.
Yeah, let's
have some. Man, that's out. No more coffee in the pot.
Uh-huh.
No more sugar in the drawer. But gosh, oh gee, what care we if it's going to help win the war?
Mm? Yeah, no more bacon on the pig.
Right.
No more butter in the store.
Mm.
But we will lean on margarine if it's going to help win the war.
Is he? You know, we don't need cuffs on trouser legs, and them zoot suits now are dead.
Uh-huh.
We'll jump the bumpers on our cars if we can bump axes' heads.
Yeah, and there's no more ethyl in the tank.
Uh-uh.
No more tires on anymore.
Mm.
But we won't squawk. We'll get out and walk if it's going to help win the war.
Yes, sir, that's exactly right. You know another thing? We must do less driving.
Yeah, do more parking.
Oh, yes. You know eggs?
Well,
eggs becoming very few. We won't let it make us sore, because we'll act like men and bear with a hen if it's going to help win the war.
No more spinach in the can. Popeye hollers with a roar. We'll give the greens to the brave Marines if it's going to help win the war.
A civilian on a diet helps a soldier on a tack. Though we may not stay so round, so firm, or so fully packed.
No more steak from the cow.
Mm.
Skirts are shorter than before.
Mm.
So we'll eat less and see a bit more if it's going to help win the war.
We won't squat, we'll get out and walk if it's going to help win the war.
Pots and pans, save up every little thing you can.
don't give it away. Get some cash for your trash, yeah. Save up all that old newspaper. Save and pile it like a high skyscraper. Don't give it away. Get some cash for your trash. In between we'll do some loving. White handsome turtles doving. Will you listen to me, honey? Get plenty of the folding money. Save up all your 9 and 10. But when you go to turn it in, don't give it away. Get some cash for your trash. Folding money, save up all your 9 and 10. But when you go to turn it in, don't give it away, no, no. Get some cash, get some cash, get some cash for your trash. Get plenty of it, too.
And the theater wing came over, said, forget about Pavlova, learn to cut her up. So now, I'm a jitterbug. Hey, 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 hey. I'm getting corn for my country at the state store canteen. The hardest working junior hostess you've ever seen. I'm doing my bit down there for Uncle Sam. I'm a patriotic jitterbug, yes, that's what I am. I'm getting corn for my country, and I don't even try. I'm getting down around the waistline. You should see the pounds fly. I don't need a mud pack or a beauty course, 'cause my weight's been taken over by the Army Air Force. I'm not exactly Ginger Rogers, but then what do I care? Dancing neath those GI shoes is not like dancing with a stare. And the way those cowboys from the prairie
expect me to sashay. I think I'd rather two-step with the horses any day. I'm getting caught for my country, so the going is tough. When I think I can't go on, it seems I can't get enough. So if you hear the soldier, sailor, or marine, tell him to look me up at the state door canteen. I'm getting card for my country at the state door canteen. I'm dancing with the Coast Guard and the Merchant Marine. I'm about to cave in, but I'm as bright as a star. So a wise guy says, relax, kid. Where is Hedy Lamarr? I was a girl who loved the theater. I loved it with my heart. Then the theater wing said, Cashier, won't you come and play your part? So I took a 2-week beauty course, had my hair bobbed, and now I don't look like an old lady anymore. Look like an old man. And then they told me, as a hostess, I'd have to chat and dance a bit. Well, now I'm beat from dancing, don't you think it's time to sit? I'm getting caught for my country, and I'm really all in. In a week from now, I'll be here with my usual limb. So if you hail from the Bronx, Des Moines, or Aberdeen,
say, I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. You see, sir, I'm a blind boy, yes I am. I'd like to do my part to show what's in my heart and help my country win this war that we are in. My rover, he can hear a mile away, and he can see at night as well as day. I told my dog goodbye, I don't mean it if I cry. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam.
I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. They say that he can enlist just like a man. We've walked since early morning from way out on the farm. When we heard on the air they need dogs over there, I've never seen no glory wave above, but still I know she's there for me to love.
I'll get along somehow if my country needs him now. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam.
Praise the Lord, the best the ammunition. nation can't afford to be a politician. Praise the Lord, we'll all be green for nation and the team.
Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production need, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie. Brrr, the riveter, do-do-do-do. Everyone stops to admire the scene. Rosie at work on the B-19. She's never quittery, nervous, or jittery.
I'm Rosie.
What if she's smeared full of oil and grease, doing her bit for the old and lease? She keeps the gang around, they love to hang around Rosie.
That's me, the riveter.
Rosie buys a lot of war bonds. That girl really has sense. Wishes she could purchase more bonds, putting all her extra cash in national defense. Oh, when they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter Gal.
other girls attend their favorite cocktail bar, sipping dry martinis, munching caviar. There's a girl who's really putting them to shame.
Rosie is her name. Oh, Rosie buys a lot of war bonds. That girl really has sense. Wishes she could purchase more bonds, putting all her cash into national defense. Old Senator Jones, who was in the know, shouted these words on the radio. Berlin will hear about, Moscow will cheer about Rosie. Rosie. Rosie the Riveter Gal.
Remember, folks, put your fighting dollars beside your fighting men and save for victory.
Buy more stamps and bombs, they are really swell. Cause they buy the bombs to blow the Axis too well. You know what we meant to say. So buy bombs today and we'll keep our country free.
Okay, we're back here. Play this time. We were reminiscing of the role that kind of the 12th man on the football team plays, the home crowd. We started with Dick Robertson. We did it before. We'll do it again. Let's Remember Pearl Harbor from Sammy Kaye. Carson Robeson, we're going to have to slap the dirty little jab. A couple of tunes that, you know, kind of stirred up the blood a little bit. Texas Jim Lewis, I'm a Hillbilly Yankee Doodle Boy. Andrew Sisters, Any Bonds Today? Hoosier Hot Shots, If It's Going to Help Win the War. Fats Waller, Cash for Your Trash. Cass Daly, Corn for My Country. All the things we used to do to help the effort. Ozzie Waters, I'd Like to Give My Dog to Uncle Sam. Kay Kaiser, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Mama's Making Bombers from Spike Jones, featuring the Nielsen Sisters. Rosie the River from the Sportsman Quartet with Mel Blanc. And Spike Jones back again by Stamps and Bonds and 10 Little Soldiers from Pete Piper. So like I said, you'd never get this kind of spirit today. We are all too busy making money and too busy pointing fingers at guilty parties and non-guilty parties alike to have much spirit for the war. Plus, it's a stupid war. We're fighting it for Halliburton and for, you know, cooked intelligence and things like that. What's the enthusiasm factor? I don't know. Same with Vietnam. We fought the war so that the Russians would know that we were ready to go out and kick some ass. And they stood by smirking while we got our own asses kicked. And then when our soldiers came back, we treated them like garbage. At least we're not doing that quite now. So anyway, I'm not going to go into that. Got a couple of cuts pertaining to the end of the war here coming up. Next week, we're going to start the Christmas extravaganza. I have two shows planned for you. Be sure to tune in, and we'll get some Christmas music under your belt, some cookies, as it were, and like that, and we'll take it from there. So I'll see you next week. Please have a good week, and please say a prayer for soldiers everywhere.
Want me to fly away up above the clouds. Uncle Simon's gonna give me a thunderbolt. He wants me to fly away up above the clouds. He wants me to drop a bomb on the Japanese. I really got to make my baby proud. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want to show old man Hitler that Sonny Boy don't mean him no good. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. Not because they are so rotten, I just love to see them die. Because I know I have got to go. I've got the victory blues. Because I know I have got to go. Now to keep the dirty Japanese from slipping in through my baby's back door.
I realized the tragic significance of the atomic bomb. Having found the atomic bomb, we have used it. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. Only a Japanese surrender will stop us.
When the clouds opened up over the target at Nagasaki, the target was there pretty as a picture. I made the run, let the bomb go. That was my greatest thrill.
My navigator had me perfectly lined up with the target. When I clutched in with my sight, I could clearly see the city of Hiroshima within my bomb sight. Then I clutched in and took the run, and I felt the bump of the airplane. I was greatly relieved because I knew the unit had gone from the airplane that we had successfully delivered. It meant so much to the Army Air Forces, American science, and industry.
Bomb that struck Hiroshima.